on you, that stuff, mate.
Yeah, but how many after?
Just give me 3 megabytes.
Digital narcotics.
This is our 4th episode, and it's been too fucking long.
It has. It's been ages. What was the last one? Back in November or something?
Yeah, it was stupid. I mean, the thing is, we planned so much shit, and we just never did it.
Yeah, but it's come to now, and it's like, what did we plan again?
I can't remember. Like, I've got so much sketches and stuff that are backed up on my computer.
Well, I think of them at work, and then I wind up just saying something insulting to someone that I know, and then I forget what I was supposed to be saying for the sketch.
It's just ridiculous. Like, we recorded one, like, at your house, and then we just got too fucked, and then we didn't do any more.
I remember that night. I remember having the laptops out briefly, and then looking up local prostitutes.
Yeah.
Weird thing is, just seeing, like, oh, I work with her. All right, cool.
See if we recognise
anyone. She's got interracial movies. Oh, sweet. I thought she hated blacks. That's weird.
Just to see if we recognise anyone. What we'll do is, because I can't be arsed introducing you, because I can't be on planning it.
We're a matter of time, to be honest. There's only so many words, and you tend to use half of the dictionary every time you introduce me.
So what I'll do is I'll just play the one that we had. So I'll just do the introduction that we had from last time, play it through, and then we'll just pretend that we're really organised and stuff.
Don't know why we're pretending.
Hello and welcome to Digital Narcotics, bringing you audio opiates directly straight to your ear. We are back. We've been away far too long. I've been doing a bit of uni work, and Dando, as I said on the Facebook, has been clubbing baby seals and laughing at the disabled. Speaking of Dando, the location that we're recording in now is quite prominent. It is the Baghdad of Bastardry. It is the Bangkok of Bangkokery. It is the Beijing of being a bit of a bell end. It's Dando's house, and he's with me now.
I am. You call it that. I prefer to call it my wank dungeon, where my parents are out, as you can see by the stains on the ceiling. I've got quite the aim. But other than that, yeah, you call it my living room. That's where we're recording today.
A few people, like, since I've been back, like, not many people at uni, like, talk about the podcast and stuff like that, but since I've been back, people have, like, commented that saying that they like it. Now I'm with you. I understand what they're saying. You do put a voice on when you're recording.
You think?
Yeah, I really do.
You say, I don't know what it is. It's almost like I'm too famous to my normal voice. People know me now. People recognise me.
And when you point out your voice, it gets worse.
It really does. Especially if I've been smoking crack.
Which we've been doing a lot of since I've been back. So, are you happy that I'm back?
I am. It's,
in sunny Bradford.
Sunny Bradford. Come on. You can't lie.
Oh, I can't lie.
You can't lie. It's miserable everywhere.
It's been so horrible since I've been back. I mean, I enjoy being back. I enjoy being, like, you know, fed and clothed and, well, not clothed yet. Hopefully Christmas time we'll come around and I'll get some clothes. But I mean, like, just, you know, having food in the fridge always. But
do you understand where, like, the sigh as soon as someone mentions to you, oh, do you want to go out to town? Do you want to go out to Bradford? And you just get that just reluctance on your face, like, I've seen it. I saw you last night where Joel said to you, are you coming to town? Oh, sorry, no, I'll do it in his voice. You coming to town?
Yeah, I'm talking really loud, one.
Yeah, just like everything he said. You get the point! Shut the fuck up.
Go home. You are far, far too unpopular.
Screaming doesn't make you interesting. Well, not to me anyway. It is a little bit, unless, well, only if I was, like, tied you down and I was forcing my cock inside you. But I've got past that phase. But yeah,
we were speaking to a certain listener and he asked us to like change his name, so I'm going to call him Pal.
Pal. Oh, Pal. Yeah, yeah, I remember seeing Pal last night.
Pal. Spelled with his, with a C.
With his girlfriend, Mary O'Mealy Kwanovic.
Oh, yeah. And he said a lot of positive things, a lot of negative things as well, which we took into consideration. By took into consideration, we ignored.
I put him on the list.
Yeah, put him on the list.
On the kill list.
I imagine your kill list is quite similar to that scene in Happy Gilmore. Is it Happy Gilmore? Is it Billy Madison? Billy Madison. I'm sorry,
Madison.
Where he calls that guy up and just apologises, and then you just sit back in your rocking chair and cross him out with lipstick and then put the lipstick on. What happened to Adam Sandler? He used to make some proper good movies.
Oh, fuck off. No, he's never made any decent films.
Like, right, Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore was shit.
You thought Happy Gilmore was shit?
Yeah, I thought it was shit.
He's such a good movie.
He can't act. He's just like...
Oh, no, I'm not saying he can act.
He's essentially a good-looking Down syndrome.
He does look a bit like a thumb.
He does, doesn't he? And his Jewish nose as well. Fucking Jew.
Yeah, just so you know, that Dando isn't really anti-Semitic, and now he's looking at me like, no, I really am. But no, no, really isn't. We do it ironically. Ironically like, being literally in Dando's eyes.
I would be the second coming of Hitler.
Isn't that what you asked for Christmas? You asked for a full Nazi... Right.
A full working gas chamber.
Well, just like next to you on suite. No, I don't want an ensuite, Mum and Dad. I don't want an ensuite. I want a gas chamber.
Can't do one at a time. Come on. Come on, Gail and Steve. Get it together.
It's like, yeah, I reckon your game will improve so much when a girl tells you that she's Jewish. It's just like, oh, I've got to get back to my house.
And gas him.
No, seriously, we have to make a point that we're only joking. Because some people are actually going to think that this is really serious.
I like that you defend me and look out for me when I'm being serious. I like that you really go out of your way to make sure that I don't get arrested.
Mm.
I don't care. I'm trying to find something.
You can't get arrested for that, though. You can't get arrested. You can't be arrested for anti-Semitic. You can get arrested for acting on your anti-Semitic views. Oh. So we just had like one of the sound effects intruders on this conversation there.
Why are you sticking up for me if I can't get arrested? Can I not speak the fact
because I don't want people thinking that you're a cunt.
Oh, right. Well, I'm pretty sure everyone knows that I'm a cunt.
Well, yeah. I don't want people knowing that.
It was my award ceremony at work. Mm. It was like I was getting my Christmas bonus.
Mm.
Like, Dan's got 300% of his sales in the past 6 months. Well done, Dan. got our personal messages from his team leader, as everyone else has. Dan, you're a cunt, and stop calling me at midnight.
Ooh, awkward.
I'm not going to stop. Fucking love Paul Burns.
Oh, dear. Right, we're going to do some sketches, because I can't be arsed talking to this bastard.
I could go on all night, but he wants to get home, so end it. Go on.
So that's what we were talking about?
Yeah, well, like halfway through listening to it, as soon as you mentioned the Adam Sandler part, you went, oh no, I wasn't saying that at all. I think I like Adam Sandler, he's good, but he's a shit actor. All right.
I said because it's his production company that makes all the movies. Like Little Nicky thought it were all right.
That
all
right, watchable.
You know what I mean? Right. He wrote them and stuff like that. His acting is absolutely terrible. I'm not saying he's a good actor at all. I'm saying he makes some good movies.
But they're not, yeah, but they're not good. All right, Little Nicky was watchable. You won't compare it to like Reservoir Dogs.
No, well, no,
which was fucking brilliant.
Yeah, I'm not.
That's a good film of me. Little Nicky is like a.
Well, I'm not. It's like saying that I don't know that comparing to, like Beethoven's symphonies, which is a great piece of music, something that I'm not going to really listen to. All right, what's a better Muse to Gangnam Style? It's like, Gangnam Style is like something when you're out and you go, oh, it is a bit of a laugh to dance to.
I like, you always pull Beethoven out. It is like your response, your go-to card, no matter what the argument is.
I've never bought Beethoven out.
Should we get some tweet from Subway or KFC? Well, Beethoven.
I've never said that in my life.
I did it on the way up, walking up, I swear.
Oh, liar.
All right, well, we decided on Mediterranean, which was pretty nice, Mediterranean burrito, but, you know, it's no Beethoven. Salt Beach.
Never said that.
All the time. Don't listen to him. You liar.
So yeah, Beethoven, what a cunt.
Yeah. Oh, you changed now. Who's it next? I don't know any other famous artists.
Gangnam Style. Debussy.
Debussy?
Yeah, Debussy.
Wasn't he like a psycho actor who like...
I don't know.
Smoked crack and touched kids?
No, he was an 18th century French impressionist musician.
Who's that dude? Oh, it's Gary Busey. That's it. Same,
Gary
same thing.
Busey.
Probably some relative. Sounds like him.
Gary
All those Jews are related.
He's not even Jewish.
Well, you would know. You use him in arguments all the time.
So, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Oh, I'm getting I had my Christmas bonus. I'm getting another bonus in a few weeks. So it's pretty much my salary. Well, I work in a bank. Come on, it's a private sector, not the public sector. I'm not the NHS, bitch. I work in a bank.
I'm sick.
Don't make me sick. It keeps me happy.
Yeah.
Just paying for my next subscription to Brazzers for that month.
you pay for porn, you
no,
fucking
I don't,
idiot.
No, I don't actually pay for it, sorry. I don't pay for prostitute anymore. It was like a one-time thing.
No, that was strip clubs that you were obsessed with.
Well, what is the definition of a prostitute then? Because, like, I paid them for sex.
Yeah, true, yeah.
So, they are prostitutes. Yeah, well, I gave my ex-girlfriend a tenner to lick my dick.
What?
I actually did. Sammy, if you're listening, you were shit. She doesn't like it, but I like making
I've done taxi fare home, but that's
I've had bus fare from that Vicky.
Oh, yes!
she
was fucked up, that girl.
I fucked her up. No, I didn't. I really quick. Came on my own fringe. They were horrible. Got bus fare home, though.
Yeah, that's not fair. You're happy with that?
First time I've been paid for sex.
You prostitute.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Don't really work. Girls don't tend to like that. You can pay me bus fare if you want.
Yeah.
No, I'm alright.
Well, I found out today that Dando's a bit of a pedant when it comes to like language and stuff like that. I'm pretty bad, but I didn't know you were that bad.
What do you mean, a pedant?
Yeah, pedantic.
Oh, right, pedantic, sorry.
Yeah.
Just never pedant. Heard it used that before. Yeah, well, no, it fucks me off, especially if someone gets in an argument when I try to correct them to stop them looking like a dickhead.
Yeah, but the thing is, the one that you told me today, you were wrong.
I wasn't wrong, I was right, and I was more right than them. So they were
you
less right than me. Yeah, what? Wait, okay, so you were. Don't let people don't be pressurised by people.
Right, this
I'm not,
is,
sorry,
this
I'm
is
not...
where it was, right? This is where it is. Dando was contesting that this sentence is incorrect. Don't let people pressurise you.
Don't be pressurised by people into giving away security information.
Right.
Don't be pressured by people. Don't let people pressure you. Which is more right. There's no reason to make it any more complicated.
How can something be more right to have a right or wrong?
Well, exactly. She was wrong and I was right.
No, because by dictionary definition, she was right also.
Oh, you're going to pull Beethoven out in a minute.
Oh, well, Beethoven.
I would no,
never
no,
use
no,
that ever.
When do you use pressurised? It's a pressurised gas. That is the only time you'd use something. It's on a plane. The cabin is pressurised. Don't let the cabin pressure you into giving security information away. No, you're a fucking idiot. I'm right.
Oh. No, it's right in both senses.
No, it's not.
It is.
Don't.
It is. I thought it was wrong, and then I looked it up on the dictionary, which is the dogmatic way of finding out if something's right or wrong.
With right or wrong, there's a definite answer to it. So
yeah.
One of us is right, one of us is wrong.
Yeah, and you're all wrong.
I'm right. Fuck off. I'm all right. It makes more sense.
Right. Right, I'm going to post this on the Facebook, the dictionary.
Alright, fine.
So we know that I'm right and you're wrong, as usually is the case.
I'm going to build a Facebook page hating you. It's going to be me and all my other Facebook accounts.
That's it. All three of them.
Sending Farmville likes in between.
Love it.
Hey, Dando. Here's your sheep. Thanks, Dando, too.
I was telling you one that, like, just for a little bit of an FYI, I mean, I'm a bit of a pedant with this, but when you say something like, maths isn't my forte, it's not pronounced forte, it's pronounced fort. Fort. Not forte, fort.
That's fair enough. That makes sense. Whilst we're on hate speeches, have you been to a Chinese in, like, Lancashire recently?
No.
Fucking Jews everywhere. Why do Jews primarily like...
What are you on about?
Have you not seen that?
No.
All right, well, I've
never met a Jew in my life.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What about, oh, Carl, he's a Jew, isn't he?
Who, Carl?
Whatever he's called from Sainsbury's. Is he not Jewish?
No.
I thought he was Jewish. Why's he got a big nose?
Just because he's got a big nose.
All right.
He's Semitic to have a big nose.
Well, I thought like Hindus have got like the red dot and then Jewish.
You're not born with that, you dickhead.
Oh, right. Someone could have told me.
That's not a birthmark. Put that on there.
I'm aware of that. Note to self. Hindus are not
Research hard. This.
Are we going to cut that out? Because he gave me a dirty look then, like, what
no.
The fuck are you on about?
No, that's staying in. I just want everyone to realise how much of a knob you are.
I don't care. If they've not met me already, then
yeah.
After this, they'll know. Most of our listeners already know I'm a dickhead.
Yeah, to be fair. So all those listeners are like friends or soon to be ex-friends.
Well, they'll still be your mates. Oh, I'm so glad you told Dando Jews are born. It'll just be Cal, won't it?
He told us to disguise his name. Pal.
Pal.
With a C.
Well, I don't even know his surname, so as soon as
what
I remember.
What is his last name?
I don't know. He's not.
Cal Hunt. I think it's Cal Hunt.
Uncle, yeah.
Why What is his last name?
Yeah, you just got his name there.
Yeah, it's alright, I'll just bleep it. It's fine. I won't bleep it, I can't be bothered. We put so little effort into this podcast.
We're really not
so
trying.
We'll
probably come back in after we go out and then edit quite a bit of this.
No, we'll do it wrong. We'll do it. Oh no, that's a different guy. Carl James.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't think that's his name. I think that's his suit.
Yeah, it's him.
Oh, it is him.
It is him. Hi, Carl James. We forgot what your last name was.
Is that his girlfriend?
No. Oh, yeah, that's his girlfriend, that little boy in his Facebook. Sorry, Carl.
It's more of an insult to Terry. Oh, well, no, I'm calling Carl a paedophile.
We're going to have to bleep nearly all of this.
You say that every time, but you never do.
No, we never do. Saying that, 50% of the content I cut out because it's libel law.
Yeah,
let's just go through Facebook and just point out things that we hate.
Yeah, I saw something today. Well, do you know the obvious, right? Here's one. I'm not going to mention it. Hang on, not here. But just like the really obvious stuff. Oh, I'm really against cancer.
What?
I'm really against animal cruelty. All right, cheers. So you're not a psychopath. Because a predominant trait in psychopaths
is
killing small animals.
I just say, what? Like, you're against this? And then I present a really like philosophical case for it. And then people get really angry, especially if I don't really know them very well and there's no like, mutual friends. It's just someone's just adding me on a night out. And then I'm just like, you idiot. Who is not against
this? Why would you not be against it? Are you a dickhead?
I don't get it at all. My other Facebook thing that I like doing is when someone posts something really depressing, like, I've got a trapped nerve in my face, sad face, liking it.
I did that. Someone did it the other day, like, I'm dying, or like.
Or when someone splits up with a boyfriend or girlfriend and he comes up, like, it's now single. I put first. Like it's like some sort of big YouTube video.
The one thing I saw the other day, I don't know them, and they'd said something like, oh, I fucking hate my family. I don't want anything to do with them anymore. And I put, oh, why? What's wrong? Just pretending I show an interest. I lost the baby. And I was like, I hope you find it. Very swiftly got deleted and blocked from that person.
It's so wrong. Oh, it's back of the sofa. Down the back of the sofa. Oh, we are going to hell. Good job hell don't exist otherwise. We would be fucked.
That's another thing. Everything happens for a reason. The next time someone says that, I just violently kick the shit out of you. Well, you couldn't nicely beat the shit out of someone. I'm really sorry. I have to do this.
Yeah, I love irrelevant things like that. Violently kick the shit out of someone. Well,
violently rape, which I got.
That's redundant.
On. Yeah, exactly. I got picked up on it, and I was just.
I'm sure the violently in that sentence is redundant. I'm trying to think of another one. Someone's like this.
Well, you can have non-consensual sex, which is. Well,
that's rape. Yeah, that's
rape. But you don't have to be aggressive.
No, you don't have to be violent, rape. You can't non-violently kick the shit out of someone. It's a violent act by definition. It's intrinsic to it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
If you took the violence out of it, then it wouldn't.
That's the point.
That's
I suppose you could have a non-violent rape.
You could. I do. Yeah, because it could be like it could be like a drug thing. It's non-violent.
Yeah, exactly.
They just fact that they this.
Well,
what?
Speaking
of
experience,
we always hit about to rape.
It's always rape, Jews, religion. Who haven't we offended yet?
I don't know. Let's offend everyone.
We're not talking about blacks. I'm joking.
You know what I hate?
Don't say blacks.
No. I hate when people make like a racist joke. They'll go, I've got a joke for you, and they tell you like a really racist joke, and they go, don't worry, I've got black friends. Proper hate that. So to wind them up, you know what I do?
Rape them and say, it's all right, I've got girlfriends. No. I thought about that.
I go, you've got black friends. And they look at me like, yeah.
Don't look at me like that, you made the joke.
And then what I do is I make a really sexist joke that's just beyond.
Oh,
like,
that's it, not rape.
yeah, just like a really, really, really sexist. It's not even funny. Something along the lines of, my girlfriend asked me where Jupiter was in the solar system.
Oh, fucking hell, mate. I think I remember this. Go on.
She just asked me where it was. You know why she asked me that?
Go on.
She's a fucking stupid woman. And then they go, like, look at me like, that's a bit sexist. And I go, see, it's fine, I've got a girlfriend. It's fine. And they look at you stupid, it's like, oh, I'm pointing out the morally, the, not the moral, the logical inconsistency in the argument of, I can be racist because I've got a black friend.
The same rules would apply. If you catch me at a zoo throwing rocks at a bear, it's alright, I've got a dog at home.
I've got animal friends.
I've got a pet budgie, oh, it's dead.
I haven't fed it.
It is at home. It died from throwing rocks at it in an enclosure.
Oh, I was out the other night with one of my mates, and this girl that I know came up to me, and we were chatting for a little while, and she went, do you know you're a manipulative fucking bastard, you? You're so manipulative. And I just looked at her and went, you know, this is why I like you. And then she went, do you really? And I went, yeah.
She went, see where this is going.
Let's go get a coffee sometime. I was like, yeah, let's do that. And she didn't realise that I manipulated her into that situation.
Well, clearly, she was just gagging for cock.
You're a manipulative son of a bitch. This is why I've always liked you. Oh.
Really? Should we get a drink? That didn't work with me. You're right, arsehole. But then again, I'm not savvy enough to come to have a decent comeback. I'm like, fuck off.
Come on your back.
You're right, arsehole. Oh, fuck your arsehole. Dry. Bite the pillow.
Bite it.
Bite the pillow. I'm going in dry.
Oh,
that's
man.
My favourite. Oh, what's he called? The dwarf from.
What?
Ricky Gervais's mate.
Oh, Warwick Davis.
Warwick Davis. Favourite quote from Star Wars that he said.
What?
Bite the pillow. I'm going in dry. Didn't he say that to Chewie? Oh, it ran solo, wasn't it?
Just make shit up. Oh, right.
Should we give this a listen and see how well we've done? I'll see how much we
no,
need.
No, I'm never listening to this either. Listen to this. Nah, no, I'm just going to release it and then see how many death threats we get to determine.
We'll let Mike tell us how much of a cunt. Mike, Mickey, tell us how much of a cunt we are.
Cumps.
How much of a cumps? You're the one who cumps says some of a bitch. Some, I can't even say it. Some of a bitch.
Some of a.
You are the sum of a bitch.
You are two bitches plus one bitch equals you a sum of a bitch.
If you think about it, a guy can't really call another guy a bitch. It's quite a gay thing to say.
Well, yeah. But you're the one who's calling me a bitch.
No, you said it, not me. Oh, no, no, a girl said it to you. Is she gay?
I don't know.
Yeah, should we find... No, we don't know.
We don't know. Well, if she's interested in shagging me, I doubt she's gay.
Alright. Taking that subject as far as I'd like to go, to be honest.
So, right, fuck this shit.
Let's get some beers.
So, when we were talking to his friends over the...
Over the
holidays. Like, people asking me what the editing process is like, and I just want to give you an insight. It's fucking ridiculous.
I don't mind it, to be honest.
No, well, you don't know fuck all, that's why. Like, you always ask, like, fair enough, you always ask if you want to do it. I'm like, no, you don't understand what libel law is. Because
it's not really my forte, to be honest.
Oh, you don't understand how much I want to stab you right now. Yeah.
I do.
But... Yeah, because I have to, like, go through this and make sure nothing's illegal. And you've got to realise that we might record for about an hour and a half, and only, like, 15 minutes of material is usable, because Dando is just defaming people and slandering people and stuff that if they listen to it, then we would get sent to prison or at least sued.
You've changed it, or would we actually get sent to prison for it?
You won't get sent to prison, but you would get sued and get told to turn it down. You get a lot of money taken
off. So would it actually be, like, taken off? Would we have to cancel it, or could we still...
No, you get it taken off. Like, they ask you to take it down immediately, and then they might sue you for it, and then you get taken to court. And
I don't think I really defame people. I mean, there's not many famous Jewish comedians, is there?
There's loads of famous Jewish comedians.
What happened? I've not seen you in so long, you can't tell when I'm being sarcastic. I'm saying that, you just need to expect everything I say is going to be sarcastic.
I don't trust anything you say, ever. I've never. You tell me things about news stories and I just go, oh.
You don't trust anything I say? You sound like every ex-girlfriend I've ever had.
I thought that were... No, it doesn't matter. I'm just looking at Dando's Facebook and thinking, you guys are going to be interested. Why would you be interested at all?
In my Facebook? I've only got... I think I've pretty much got, like, you and some girls with big tits that I still see posts for. Everyone yeah. else, I've just blocked. Because the rest of it, it's, like, pictures of animal abuse with, like, maggots sticking out of dog's eyes.
And why do you add these people?
No,
why?
They add me. But these people that we know are, like, fucking idiots who, like, Jersey Shore, Jersey, whatever the fuck it's called. Do you watch that?
No.
Good.
Never watch anything like that. I was watching, like, someone out here in the house put that Made in Chelsea on. And I was like, what is this? I don't understand. It's a load of rich people going on, like, living, like, a really, like... just chilled out life and then making their own drama about it. It's like, so I was out with Theodore last night and oh my god, he called someone a bitch. Really? Yeah. He totally called her a bitch and that. And we are so posh that our lives revolve around nothing.
Money. But they're not even rich. They've not done anything to make money. We've got to... No, they aren't. Well, they've done the TV show.
On Chelsea...
I've never watched this one.
That one. They all own businesses and shit. They're, like, really rich.
Are they?
Yeah, they all come from money.
Yeah, they come from money.
Or, like, they're, like, entrepreneurs and stuff. Like, a few of them are apparently entrepreneurs. I did some research. I watched about 15 minutes and I was like, who are these fuckers?
You watched The Extras. You fucking love that show.
What? Extras?
The Extras. There must be extras for it, I'm sure.
Oh, no.
I've seen the Blu-ray box set in your bedroom. I don't know what you're on about.
I don't even have a Blu-ray player, so that'd be stupid, wouldn't it?
Do these not play Blu-ray?
No.
I want my money back.
You can't have it.
Ah, fuck. I don't care.
This store is now shut.
Guys, still a pretty mean piece of kit.
New story now, and Dando's found a really good news story for us that just needs some recognition. So the BBC website, and we'll post it on the Facebook so everyone knows that we're not joking about this, because this is so funny.
I'll do a dramatic reading of the story. No, I won't. So basically what happened was a puppy was thrown at a German biker gang. A German student mooned a group of Hell's Angels and hurled a puppy at them before escaping on a stolen bulldozer. Police have said that the man drove up to a Hell's Angels clubhouse near Munich wearing only a pair of shorts and carrying a puppy. He dropped his shorts and threw a dog escaping on a bulldozer from a nearby building site. He was arrested later at home, so he made it all the way home on the bulldozer by the police, obviously. The 26-year-old is said to have stopped taking depression medication. So after making his speedy getaway on the bulldozer... He'd driven so slowly that a 5 kilometre tailback built up behind him on the motorway. After driving about a kilometre, he had abandoned the bulldozer in the middle of the motorway and he continued his journey hitchhiking. Bear in mind, he's only wearing shorts. What motivated him to throw the puppy at the Hell's Angels is currently unclear, a police spokesman has said. So we still don't know why.
Such a German thing to say. Such a German... what motivated him to throw the puppy away? I'm doing French.
Yeah,
that?
I was gonna say.
Let me try and get Hitler.
Sound like
Jack. What my Hitler one? Oh,
Hitler,
I can't remember.
Hitler's Austrian.
Yeah, I know, but it's the same language.
Is it?
Yeah, they both speak German.
I thought he spoke Austrian.
No, you idiot. What? Oh, I'm just gonna do French. What motivated him to throw the puppy? No, that's on Indian.
It makes about as much. I'll do it. Right. I'm a king of accents.
Go on, no, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
All right, go
what
ahead.
What motivated him to throw the puppy? I'm joking.
So I'll do it in Scottish. What motivated him to throw the puppy at the Hell's Angels is currently unclear. Why it's Scottish? It's the only accent I can do consistently.
I thought that was Irish.
No, Irish.
Can you do a Jamaican accent? Because I can't do it.
Hey, man. What more? No, I can't do it. I can't do anything else. But
hey, man.
Bacon sandwich.
That's it. Bacon. They probably don't even like bacon sandwiches.
No, it's a bacon.
Bacon.
But it's true. We don't know what motivated him to... But no one knows what motivation they have. I don't know what motivation I have to do most things like... That I do, that I think are hilarious.
Yeah.
But no one else.
Well, you do it for no other reason than because it's funny.
Like every time I go into the elevator and there's only one other person in there, I have to make a weird noise. I have to make sit at the back of the elevator in the library, and if anyone goes to my university and they hear some weird guy in the elevator making some weird noise, it's me because I find it hilarious. So sit at the right at the back of the elevator, someone walks in and I start going
I can see you doing it, like taking it to the next level to fuck with people and like hiding in the ceiling above the lift.
No, it's funny.
Where's that noise coming from? I don't know.
It's funny because it's just me and them, and then I go, sorry about that.
I just go,
and then they're like, every time, like, and then I stop if someone else comes in the lift, or they'll, but the thing, funniest thing is when they press, like, so we're on the bottom floor, no one can be arsed walking to the top floor, apart from me, I usually walk, but okay. I've been ill recently when I've been going to the library, so I just can't be bothered. And they'll press 4-3, and then I'll go, just the lift door shut, and then they just press 4-1-2. So it's like, so straight away they've decided it's not worth it, not worth the walk.
What would be a weird activity to do in a lift?
What a weird activity?
Like if you walked in a lift and you saw someone doing something really weird, I thought like brewing tea in a lift.
What? Baking a cake. Any act is weird in a lift. You can do anything that would be quite normal in a lift, but it's just an awkward situation. I don't know why.
If you walked in and saw someone eating a sandwich, you'd think that's weird. It's not that weird.
No, that's all right. Eating
but
a sandwich.
What about a bucket of popcorn? But in the middle of your like student lifts, like where the fuck's he gotten popcorn from? I find that weird. Or pairing a bag of socks in a lift, just sat down on the floor. Do you give me an hand?
Knitting. Well, moving, I know it'd be funny. Moving like a mini bar that looks like a proper bar in the back of it, and then having music, and then someone sat at the bar smoking in the lift. So the lift comes down, and it's just like, Chigurafi TV, what can I get you, sir? And they're like, what? You've come in, what do you want? You got in. Fuck. You can't just walk in.
You can't come here unless you're going to buy a drink.
Yeah.
Get out.
What? Come on, get out. And the lifts aren't going to reach the floor yet.
Have you got your ticket? All right, we'll have to get up at next stop.
yeah, that's good. Train conductor. For the lift.
I think the weirdest thing I do is, I do it quite regularly, actually. I always make a point when I go to the cinema with, like, Stupor and Luke. I'll make sure we sit on the row in front of the back row. And in the previews, I watch porn. On my iPhone, quite full screen on my iPhone, and put an offer stupid. A headphone. He's like, "No, I'm all right, mate." I'm like, "Oh, it's really good." Are you sure? Just like and grunt. Make sure there's someone behind me, otherwise he defeats the purpose.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to think of other weird things that I do. I used to play a game in lectures where we used to get given like 4 words that we used to get given speaking in lectures. We were waiting, so usually lectures are late, so we'd just be sat there waiting. And we'd pass out the 4 words, so it'd be something like inconfident or unconfident, boomerang, bagel, and spheroid or something like that.
Right.
And what you've got to do is you get marks and points if you can, if like they ask questions, so it'd be like, so what do you think is intrinsic to Anselm's argument? And then, so they're waiting for an answer, so someone will put their hand up and go, I think it's belief in God or something like that. And then you've got to put your hand up and you've got to try and use at least one of those 4 words in your argument.
Oh, so, okay, so you got to work bagel into an argument.
Or into your answer. But if you get all 4, then everyone who's playing the game stands up and gives you a standing ovation. So you've got to try and get all 4, but they're really, really hard to get in.
I can imagine.
So it's like, you won't be listening to the lecture all the way through, and then you'll just think of something that gets all 4 in, and you'll put your hand up and you'll be like, halfway through it, you'll just choke. You'll be just like, oh, I can't remember what I thought.
Wait, can you do it? Can you cheat and just like say, and go off topic and say, oh, sorry, that's got nothing to do with this argument, just like these words have got nothing to do with the argument?
No, that don't work.
Why not? Because you can get them
into the
argument.
Yeah, but that's not part of the game. The fun of the game is trying to get it away with it.
I don't find games fun unless I win. But if I win, I'm fucking having a good time.
Yeah, but that's the idea. So you've got to try and get like, but the thing is the first person usually wins, because then it makes it really awkward. But if you go, unless it's like you've mentioned the word, so like the one that I'm thinking for that, it's like, well, I think that Anselm's argument could be considered like circular, but other like sort of like a bagel, but it's just because it has no like centre to it really. But then other people would consider it more boomerang shaped. So, but I suppose if you insert Hegel's argument to who mentions spheroids in the limitless nature of consciousness, then you could actually get that in. All of that was absolute bollocks. Yeah. None of it makes sense, but it sounds like it's true.
I think that'd be fun, but I'd just be a cunt in that class. Oh, sorry, bagels have nothing to do with the reason you were born, a Down syndrome. Sorry, I've gone off topic.
Sorry, that's a bit of a tangent, like a boomerang ship.
You were born a Down syndrome because God hits.
Oh, that has something to do with answering. So that were it. Dando came to see me. From that night that we recorded that, we went out to the comedy club with me in Preston, and Dando had a forfeit. I didn't even get one. I don't know why we give Dando a forfeit and not me, probably because I tricked him into it. But if any of the comedians mentioned his hair, he had to drink a shot, and the stupid guy, he told the comedian that was his forfeit, so every time a joke didn't go down well, all the comedian had to say was hair. And then he just had to go to the bar. We're on the front row as well, so everyone knew that this was the joke. Anyway, as usual, please add us to the Facebook, which is the Facebook is Digital Narcotics. Just search that on Facebook. And the Twitter is at DMPcast, at DMPcast. So yeah, just comment, send us some death threats, and we'll read them out. And if you don't want your name on here, tough. Because we don't care. All right then, guys. Take care.